The Singing Frogs by Don Nicholas. Between Emily's enchanted garden and the village, there was a massive pond inhabited by all manner of creatures, including an unusual group of singing frogs. These were not your ordinary croaky frogs. No, they were the talented singing frogs of Emily's enchanted garden. Every year, the frogs would prepare for their grand annual concert, a much-anticipated event in the village. The concert was the talk of the town, and villagers would come from near and far to witness the marvelous performance. It was said that the singing frogs' harmonious melodies could make the flowers bloom and even coax the sun to shine on a cloudy day. Now let me introduce you to the three main stars of our story: Felicity, a cheerful green frog with a penchant for soprano; Benny, a plucky blue frog who could hit those tricky high notes with ease; and Grumpy Gus, an orange frog with a deep bass voice that rumbled like thunder. One sunny morning, Felicity gathered her friends, Benny and Grumpy Gus, under the shade of a giant mushroom. She said, "My dear friends, the annual concert is just around the corner, and we need to practice our songs. Let's get to it." Benny was enthusiastic as always, but Grumpy Gus was, well, grumpy. He groaned, "Felicity, do we have to? Every year it's the same thing. I'm tired of practicing." Felicity, ever the optimist, replied, "Oh, Gus, don't be such a grump. Our concert is what brings joy to the village. If we don't practice, our voices won't be in harmony. We must give it our best." So they began to practice, and Benny and Felicity harmonized beautifully. But Grumpy Gus was off key and grumbling. He croaked, "I don't see the point. I'll never sing as well as you two." Felicity looked at Benny, and they exchanged a knowing smile. They knew that Gus had a magnificent voice, but he needed a little encouragement. Benny said, "Gus, we believe in you. Your voice is the base that holds us together. With practice, we can create something truly magical." Gus was touched by their words, and he decided to give it his all. They practiced day and night, and slowly but surely, Grumpy Gus found his groove. His voice grew stronger and deeper, and the harmony between the three friends became truly magnificent. As the day of the annual concert arrived, the frogs of Emily's enchanted garden gathered in the pond. The anticipation was palpable as the frogs took their places on lily pads, ready to serenade the village. The concert began with Felicity's sweet soprano, followed by Benny's soaring notes. Finally, Grumpy Gus's deep voice rumbled through the garden, shaking the very ground beneath them. The audience was in awe of the magical harmony that filled the air. The singing frogs had outdone themselves. The flowers bloomed with vibrant colors, and even the sun peeked through the clouds, showering the garden with its golden light. After the concert, the frogs received a standing ovation from the villagers. Grumpy Gus beamed with pride, realizing that it was their unity and practice that made their performance extraordinary. He whispered to Felicity and Benny, "You were right. With practice and unity, we can achieve anything." The moral of the story is that when friends come together and practice with dedication, they can create something truly wonderful. Just like the singing frogs, when we work together and believe in ourselves, our harmony can bring joy and beauty to the world. So let's remember the lesson of the singing frogs of Emily's enchanted garden, and always practice, believe, and harmonize with our friends, no matter how grumpy we may feel at times.